way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card. Or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees. Perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The following program is pre-recorded. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
Warning, the Larry Elder Show has facts. Some people find facts uncomfortable. Bernie Sanders supporters, global warming alarmists, and those who find Kevin Hart funny. To those listeners, we recommend you stay 3 feet away from your radio or listening device to avoid discomforting enlightenment. Thank you.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here. Happy New Year, everybody. What a year we just had. This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
This is Larry Elder, and this is a special edition for you. This is the debate that I had nearly 20 years ago against a gentleman named Steve Coakley, who at one time was a top aide to the Chicago mayor, Harold Washington. The topic is Hollywood and media, or Hollywood and the media, racist against black people. I, of course, took the position that both of those entities were driven by one thing and one thing only, and that's money, in the case of the media ratings. He took the position that there was this deep, dark conspiracy out to get black people, especially in Hollywood because of the large percentage of Jews who are in power positions here in Hollywood. My opponent, Steve Coakley, died in 2012. And the LA Times wrote a piece about this debate called Larry Knows Best. He's one of a handful of prominent African Americans demanding a new colorblind standard. Past injustices be damned. No wonder Larry Elder is under fire. May 31, 1998 by John L. Mitchell. Let me just read you before I play you my opponent's opening comments. A little bit about what the LA Times said about this debate. Quote, Elder's appearance in Crenshaw, sponsored by a local bookstore, matched him against the political equivalent of a has-been fighter. Not my fault they couldn't get Jesse Jackson or Maxine Waters or Al Sharpton or somebody else to debate me. But I continue. Matched him against the political equivalent of a has-been fighter. A has-been fighter, by the way, who was able to pack that place. Actually, they came to jeer me, not to cheer him, but they referred to him as a, quote, black nationalist named Steve Coakley. Coakley, a former special assistant to the then-mayor Eugene Sawyer, he was also a mayor to Washington, is a 70s throwback given to describing the founding fathers as, quote, a group of cutthroat whites, close quote, whom Benjamin Franklin cleaned up, quote, and made it look like they ran a democracy, close quote. He made a point of thanking Elder for giving him the exposure. Elder, wearing a gray suit, began his remarks from a table decorated in red, white, and blue with a joke about ex-Klansman David Duke that brought down the house not long ago when he spoke at a West Valley temple. Here, though, the punchline mocking David Duke as an entrenched racist and anti-Semite brought only a few scattered chuckles, forcing Elder to explain it. No law could make the Dukes of the world disappear, he said. Blacks simply had to concentrate on hard work and education rather than racism, end of quote. So here I am continuing my opening comments.
And I got lots of calls from people to sell me insurance. Probably 20, 30 people came by, just dropped by. Finally, this black guy came by, looked good, sounded good, spoke English. You ever dealt with a life insurance person, you know what I'm talking about. So we went to lunch. He outlined what he thought I needed. I needed key man insurance, he explained that to me. I needed fire safety, he explained that to me. And I said, I assume you're doing quite well. He said, well, actually, I'm struggling. I said, why? I can't believe it. You're the best life insurance guy who's ever come by. He said, well, you know, black people don't have that much money. I said, your clientele is all black? He said, all but two of my customers are black. And he worked for a major insurance company. I won't give you the name. And I said, tell me, did they tell you to target the black market? He said, no. I said, did they imply it? He said, no. I said, did they subtly suggest it? He said, no. I said, you've just now said black people don't have that much money. Why would you target black people when they don't have that much money? 30 other insurance salesmen have come by me to sell me stuff, all of whom were white. They took a look at me, and they did not turn around. Why are you doing that? He had no real answer. The reason the young lady just yelled out, is Hollywood and the media racist? The reason I'm starting out this way, and I hope you'll be patient with me, is because this is a larger issue than that. The issue is about, is this country racist? The issue is about whether or not people who are prepared, who have talent, who are willing to work hard can make it in America. That's really what this is about. We could apply this debate to Hollywood. We could apply it to the oil industry. We could apply it to the real estate industry. But unless we have an understanding and an acceptance, and hopefully a sense of hope and optimism, nothing matters.
Not a lot of love for that either. Tough room.
We are constantly worried about what others think of us to the exclusion of what we think about ourselves. And unless a people has dignity and self-respect and pride, all bets are off. The greatest collegiate football player in America today is somebody named Randy Moss. Many people in this room have probably never heard of him. And the reason you never heard of him is because despite the fact that he was an outstanding high school athlete, broke all kinds of records as a wide receiver, when he was 18 years old and a senior in high school, someone in his class called him a nigger. Randy Moss had been recruited by Notre Dame, by Florida State, by UCLA. And after this kid in his class called him a nigger, Randy Moss beat the crap out of him. Because Randy Moss was 18 years old and therefore was an adult, he was prosecuted and tried and pled guilty to assault. Bye-bye Notre Dame, bye-bye Florida State, bye-bye UCLA. He ended up going to a college in West Virginia that isn't even a top-ranked college, where he is competing against substandard competition. He'll still make it to the NFL. But because he did not compete against top-notch quality competition, because he did not get the exposure on Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, he will make substantially less money now than he would have had he not beaten the crap out of this guy who probably is working the deep fry at McDonald's as we speak. So what was accomplished here? What was accomplished? What was proven? There is, when I was living in Cleveland, there was a man who wanted to buy the basketball team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. He publicly announced before he purchased the team that when he bought the team, because the team was not doing well financially, he was going to hire more white basketball players. Publicly said this and proceeded to do just that. And within a few months, the team was an academic, was an athletic disaster. It was a commercial disaster. Lo and behold, he found out that nobody wanted to come to watch a losing team, whether the players were white, black, purple, or green. Mark Schott is the owner of the Cincinnati Reds. Marchant is an avowed racist. She collects Nazi memorabilia, swastikas. They have her on tape referring to one of her employees as a nigger. Pick up the newspaper, though, the sports section sometime, and take a look at the roster of the Cincinnati Reds. And it will be chock full of black and Latin ball players. Why? Certainly not because she loves them. Certainly not because she cares, but because she has no choice. They're excellent. They're outstanding. And if she's going to win and put booties in the seats, she has to have people who can play. The moral to the story, of course, is that if we empower ourselves, if we are excellent at what we do, if we don't take no for an answer, if we persevere, if we have self-respect, if we have pride, there is no power on earth that can stop us. None.
Now, keep in mind, this is 1998. 10 years later, what happened? Black man got elected president. Everything that I said in that room, I would say again today. Many of the same arguments I made in that room, I make now. When I come back, I talk about CEOs and racism and how racism is bad for business. And then later on, we're going to be talking about Mr. Coakley and his opening comments. And then there was Q&A, and that was rock and roll. Somebody asked me about the white woman that I had living in my house on the hills. And I said, actually, I live alone, but if I do have a white woman and I live with her in the hills, I don't suppose she'd be satisfied until I murdered her and blame it on the LAPD. That brought down the house. I'm Larry Ely, Don't Leave Town.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too, with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Larry Elder here. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. Triple eight nine seven one seven two four three. Welcome back to the special edition, Larry Elder versus Steve Coakley, May 1998 debate issue: Are Hollywood and the media racist against black people? My opponent, Mr. Coakley, was a top assistant to the then mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington, and he took the position, of course, that there's this big conspiracy against black people, that Hollywood is simply a microcosm of larger society. Larger society is, of course, out to get black people. Black people are oppressed. And, yes, obviously Hollywood is racist, as are the media. I continue my opening comments, and I suggested that racism is bad for business, and CEOs are all about business.
I came here about a year ago, not too long ago, for a panel discussion on how to get into Hollywood. And it was at Leimert Park. Marla Gayles put it on. I just came as a member of the audience because I wanted to hear. And there were about 15 people, various positions in Hollywood. Three or four of the panelists were black. Arthur Hiller, who's the head of the Motion Picture Academy, was present, who's also a director. And every single person responded to the question whether blacks were shut out of Hollywood because of racism. And every single person said no. Is Hollywood stupid? Yes. Is Hollywood narrow? Absolutely. Are there some dumb executives who don't get it, who don't understand that a waiting to exhale can make money? Absolutely. Is there nepotism where people hire family members and friends? Unquestionably. Is it difficult to make it in Hollywood if you are an actor, an actress, a director, a producer? Absolutely. It has always been that way. It always will be that way. But cronyism and favoritism and friendshipism is a far different thing from racism. Hollywood is about one thing and one thing only, and it is about money. And if you can put some executive crystal ball in front of him and say, hey, look, this project is called Soul Food. And look in the crystal ball and you'll see 6 months from now, it's going to make you $20 million. He'll green light that project yesterday. We all see things, however, through our own prisms, our own experiences. We all have our own ideology. We have our own attitude. Everybody's like that. But let me tell you something. Hollywood consists of roughly 7 major studios and distributors. That's all. Sony, the Bronfman, Universal, Disney, Viacom, and a couple of others. That's it. But that's not unusual. Most businesses are heavily concentrated. The soft drink business has basically 2 players, Coke and Pepsi, 80% of the market. The airline industry has about 6 players, 90% of the market. It's not unusual. Are there very many senior black executives in Hollywood? No, there are not. You can count them on one hand. A lot of them, however, are in entry-level ranks. The most popular and most prosperous and most successful TV director right now is a black man. Disney just had the head of their television division, a black man. They're coming. But let me ask you something. Let's suppose if I could magically transform Michael Eisner into Michael Mustafa. Will the pressures be any different? This is a publicly held corporation, and your job as CEO is to maximize return of equity for your shareholders. That will be the goal and the pressure no matter who is the CEO of Disney. That person must greenlight projects that will make money. And if the American people want big, broad comedies, if the American people want chase scenes, if the American people want thrillers, then that CEO will give it to the American people. Otherwise, that CEO will lose his or her job.
When we come back, I continue my argument that business is business. The LA Times review of this debate said this, quote, "Once again, Elder drew the line in the sand that makes him a lightning rod for antagonism. As innocuous as that prescription may sound to whites, blacks need to concentrate on hard work and education rather than racism. As innocuous as that prescription may sound to whites, it aggravates many blacks who feel that despite hard work and preparation, they have been unable to overcome the historical and lingering barriers of racism. Larry Elder may have grown up in South Central, his black critics say, and his rhetoric fits comfortably around many black kitchen tables, but he will not sit down for a meal. To many, he has the heart of an outsider." End of quote. There is a book by Stephen and Abigail Thernstrom. They are not black. They talk about America in black and white and look at the growth of the middle class before and after race-based preferences, before and after affirmative action became popular in colleges and in corporations. You know what they find? That the growth of the black middle class preceded these policies. And that there's evidence to suggest that these policies have, in fact, hurt the black community. How and why? Well, before large corporations were setting up diversity consultants and outreach projects for black workers, a talented black worker was far more likely to work at a smaller corporation. At a smaller corporation, turns out that many people wear many different hats. And if you are with a smaller corporation, you might very well end up getting skills that are better and faster than you otherwise would have gotten had you worked at a larger corporation. So it does not appear that rearranging the furniture like this, taking somebody from a smaller corporation and putting him or her in a larger Fortune 500 corporation, created another spot for the person that left the smaller corporation. All you did was took somebody and put this person in a different environment, an environment that probably is less conducive to that person's success than the smaller environment with a corporation where he or she had more responsibility that they occupied before they were artificially kind of airlifted into this race-based preference position. Secondly, we've talked about this many times. It turns out that when you lower the standards for admission in colleges and universities, when you allow blacks and browns, for example, to get in with much lower test scores and grades than their white counterparts, you are increasing the chances of the black and brown student flunking out. And when they flunk out, they often then don't end up enrolling in a less competitive school. They're just PO'd, and they quit altogether, costing the economy the lost tax revenues that this person would have gotten. And the person now is saddled with debt and is very angry at the world and believes, as my opponent did in this debate, that the conspiracies of racism held them back, as opposed to you were simply not prepared enough. Maybe the issue is how bad the quality of school is, K through 12. Let's talk about that. More on this debate when I come back. I continue talking about how racism is bad for business. We'll be right back.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Larry Elder here. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. This is my special edition of the Larry Elder Show. And we are featuring a debate I had nearly 20 years ago, May of 1998. I was squared off against a man named Steve Coakley, who at the time was once a top assistant to the mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. Now, the reason we're playing all of my opening comments, we're going to play part of his opening comments and then part of the Q&A, and the reason we're doing it this way, even though he and I had about the same amount of time on stage, is that frankly, when he spoke, it was utterly incoherent. I mean, I want you to stick around and at least hear part of what he had to say. If I play the whole thing nonstop, I'm confident that I'd empty the room. I don't want to do that. That's how little sense he made. That's how little sense he made. But here I am continuing to suggest that America is about business. Hollywood, a microcosm of America, is also about business.
Is the media racist? It's difficult to get a film made. Forrest Gump was one of the most popular films ever. Grossed over $600 million. The woman who produced it is married to a Hollywood executive. It took her almost 10 years to get the film off the ground because nobody thought it would make money. Star Wars, the most successful trilogy ever, was turned down by every major studio because nobody thought it would make money. Someone once described Hollywood as a place where executives stand around in a place where lightning once struck, hoping it will strike again. That's narrowness. That's stupidity. That's rigidity. That's playing it safe. But it ain't racist. I'll tell you about Hollywood, and I know a number of people here. I've talked to probably hundreds of people in Hollywood. Let me tell you what the deal is. If you're a Hollywood executive, and someone comes to you with a project, and you greenlight it, and it fails, you're in trouble. You can lose your job. That's why you get Star Wars, Star Wars 2, Star Wars 3, The Son of Star War, Star War Takes a Bride. However, if you say no, you still get your stock options. You still get your parking space. So the pressure is to do what's worked in the past. The pressure is to do what's safe. The pressure is to do what has made money in the past. The pressure is to hope that lightning strikes twice in the same spot. But that is not racism. It's about attitude. Nowadays, with technology the way it is, you can make a film. You get $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 together, you can make a movie. Technology is such now, it's cheaper than ever. You don't have to have training. You don't have to have background. Spike Lee wrote a movie about his first film, She's Gotta Have It, called The Making of She's Gotta Have It. I recommend that you buy it. Step by step by step, he tells you how to do it. You don't have to go to film school. You don't have to know anything about a camera. You don't even have to have any money. But you have to persevere. Robert Townsend made Hollywood Shuffle on a credit card. El Mariachi, $30,000. It can be done if you are willing to work hard, if you're willing to suffer rejection, if you persevere, if you have vision, if you have love for what you are trying to pull off, it can be done. And don't let anybody tell you it can't.
No love for that. My goodness.
I'm not here to defend Hollywood. I am most certainly not here to defend the media. I've got my own issues with them. But I will tell you that whatever problems we have, whether we don't like the fact that too much TV news has crime, whether we don't like the fact that not enough emphasis is placed on education, these are matters that have very little to do with racism and everything to do with news directors attempting to put on the screen what they think consumers want. And rightly or wrongly, consumers want what they see on television news. All my life, I've had this almost criminal optimism. I didn't care what happened. The glass was always going to be half full. Quincy Jones. You can't just sit there and wait for people to give you that golden dream. You've got to get out there and make it happen for yourself. Diana Ross. Anger is an emotion that if you carry around for a long period of time, it doesn't allow you to live. John Singleton, director of Boys in the Hood.
When we come back, I talk about the media. Specifically, I talk about newspapers. Are newspapers racist? Are newspapers out to get black people? This is my debate against Steve Coakley, former aide to Mayor Harold Washington of Chicago.
If pain is affecting your life, I have the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Larry Elder here. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive, and do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and year.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Did your anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Larry Elder here. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. Triple eight 971 SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Special edition. my debate almost 20 years ago against a man named Steve Coakley, who at one time was a top assistant to the then mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. LA Times wrote a piece about this debate in May of 1998. And here is what a gentleman named Earl O'Fari Hutchinson said. Quote, Earl O'Fari Hutchinson, a black writer and author of The Assassination of the Black Male Image, scoffed at the idea of the debate and blames Elder for alienating so many African Americans, particularly those in Los Angeles's power structure. We are not going on to make ratings for him, he says. You're Elder, you look around after 3 years of sledgehammering the black community, the only one you can debate is someone from some fringe element, close quote. Now, Earl O'Fari Hutchinson is a prominent local writer. In 25 years, I invited him to come on the show many times, won't come on. I leave my former station. Guess who writes me a letter, talks about what a great contribution he felt I made to the community, and how sad he is I'm no longer on the air. Mr. Hutchinson. Elder gets back on the air. Now that Mr. Hutchinson has written this wonderful letter, surely he'll come on my show now and debate me. Still won't come on. And got the nerve to say to this writer from the LA Times, Elder has to get some fringe guy because he can't get anybody in the community to debate who's not fringe. You mean like you? Here's what I said about the media.
When you expect good, it's available constantly, and it makes itself a reality in your life. Alfre Woodard. I don't think Hollywood is racist. I think Hollywood lives and dies on greed. Jobs are not given because of race. They're predicated completely on money. Morgan Freeman. Let's talk about the media, and let's talk about Hollywood specifically. Newspapers, obviously an important part of the media. Are newspapers racist? Are newspapers biased? Recent survey by the Gannett Foundation Freedom Forum, a liberal organization, 1992, reporters, 89% of them voted for Bill Clinton. 7% voted for George Bush. 1972, probably the most liberal person ever to run for presidency, George McGovern. 81% of reporters and senior editors voted for George McGovern. Again, probably the most liberal person ever to run for the presidency. 1996, 62% of journalists described themselves as liberal Democrats. A liberal Democrat, as you know, is far more likely to support outreach, far more likely to support race and gender-based preferences, affirmative action. Same thing with editorial writers. 45% describe themselves as liberal and democratic, as against only 23% who describe themselves as leaning the other way. Reporters are, by and large, quite liberal, quite sympathetic to minorities. Indeed, the numbers are now over 10 to 15% of all reporters are persons of color. LA Times in particular, the editor of that paper received an award for diversity because about 20% or more of his staff, people of color. 1994, nearly 40% of all interns in newspapers, people of color. And nearly all major newspapers have recruitment staffs and in-house diversity staffs specifically designed to recruit and hire qualified minority journalists. New York Times, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, all major newspapers are doing this. Hollywood. A UCLA, U.S. News and World Report survey of the top entertainment figures in Hollywood show them to be substantially more likely to be liberal Democrats than the rest of the country. 91% of them are pro-choice on abortion.
When we come back, I'm going to talk about my argument about Hollywood and Jews and the media. But back to the LA Times. Quote, In the absence of any takers of consequence, Elder relies on those rare telephone calls from critics and on his occasional monologues. Rare telephone calls from critics? Look, it's not my fault that people that trash me on social media don't have the cachet to call up and deal with me on the air. It's not my fault that Earl Afari Hutchinson, a local black writer, by the way, he's also was a member of something called the Round Table, which is a group of civic leaders all designed to help make the community better. So he's a prominent guy. So here he is giving a quote to the L.A. Times guy saying, well, Elder had to debate somebody on the fringes because he couldn't get anybody who was more mainstream. And the writer, of course, had no idea that I've invited Mr. Hutchinson on my program many times. He refused every single time. One time I even went to a black expo at the convention center here in downtown L.A., not too far from where I was first born in an area of L.A. called Pico Union. And I went up to him, and I said, Earl Afari Hutchinson, I'm Larry Elder. Extended my hand. He shook it. I said, I wanted to meet you in person to invite you on my show in person. He said, okay, I'll come on. And still did not come on. So I don't know what you want me to do. Tie him? Drag him? Don't we have laws against that? Isn't that called slavery? I mean, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And I'm easy to find. 888-971-SAG. Here 3 hours every day live. Call. Talk to me. Make a fact-based argument that I'm wrong. I've been called Uncle Tom. I've been called a bootlegger. I've been called a sellout. I've been called a coconut. I've been called an Oreo. But almost never am I called wrong. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Special edition, Larry Elder, do not leave town.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet, America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? Three words. Beans Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text BEAM to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess. But Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Steven.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Larry Elder here. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Special show for you. This is my debate nearly 20 years ago against a man named Steve Coakley, who at one time was a top aide to the mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. The debate was whether Hollywood and the media are racist against blacks. My opponent, whom I consider to be anti-Semitic, made all sorts of stupid statements about Jews, which we're going to play later on. But here's what I said about Jews, Hollywood, and the media. The charge is made, of course, that Hollywood is controlled by Jews. Let's talk about that. I mentioned the seven or so major corporations that handle most of the business and distribution in Hollywood. Time Warner, Disney, the Bronfman Company, Rupert Murdoch, Sony, Sumner Redstone of Viacom. There's a book called How the Jews Discovered Hollywood, and there is no question that many of the executives in Hollywood are Jewish. Now then, is that a bad thing? There is a magazine I'm sure you're familiar with called Emerge. Emerge is a magazine that had the picture of Clarence Thomas on the cover, holding a lantern that said, Clarence, Uncle Thomas, lawn jockey to the far right. Well, that magazine had an article about Jewish influence in America. They discovered something very interesting. Jews were the least racist group in America, including blacks. The following questions were asked in this Emerge magazine article, and some of you may actually be interested in reading it. It's in September 1994. I urge you to take a look at it. The following statements were asked of the general population and were asked of Jews.
5 minutes, Larry.
Okay. Blacks complain too much about racism. 62% of the American people said yes. 47% of Jews said yes. Blacks stick to themselves. 58% of the general public said yes. 42% of Jews said yes. Blacks prefer welfare. 35% of the American public said yes. 19% of Jews agreed with that.
And my point, of course, is that assuming Jews have this outside role in Hollywood, Jews are arguably the most tolerant of blacks of any ethnic group in the country. 888-971-SAGE. I finish this on the other side, and then we're going to hear from Mr. Coakley, my opponent, and then Q&A. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder, special edition. Do not leave town.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.